Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for Tuesday, March 6, 2007. DesignCon 2007. I'm Doug Smith. I attended DesignCon 2007 at the Santa Clara Convention Center in Santa Clara, California, in January. And while I was there, I interviewed some of the attendees to see why they're there and what they were expecting to get out of the show and what they had found out, and also some of the exhibitors who had products that I thought were interesting, as well as some well-known people and exhibitors in this industry I thought you might enjoy listening to. So let's start off with the first interview.
Al Gore booth here at DesignCon, and I thought I would talk to them about some of their products, which I used to use a long time ago at Bell Labs. 25 years ago at Bell Labs, we made some backplane cables out of this material. And I have Eric here, Eric Gaber. And Eric, why the Gore material, which normally you think of sporting backwoods jackets and things like that,
right?
What does it bring to the electrical world?
Okay, so actually we use a very similar material in a slightly different form. We construct it into tapes and wrap that onto the wire, forming the dielectric. And one of the great things about expanded PTFE or Teflon is that it happens to be one of the fastest mediums possible for transmitting high frequency signals down a wire. So
less delay for a given length.
Less delay and less loss.
Okay.
So, both of which are very important in the digital signal arena.
How much faster would the propagation be compared to some conventional materials?
Okay. So, we typically compete with. I don't know specifically. I can tell you the dielectric constant is much lower. It's 1.3 versus probably 1.4 or 1.5 for some of the competing technologies. I haven't worked out the speed equation, but it's
I think that would work out to a substantial.
Yeah. So that's one element that we bring to the table. We also have some proprietary conductor technologies that actually provide downlength equalization to also improve the eye opening of high-speed digital signals.
I would imagine the PTFE also maintains characteristics over time, very constant.
Absolutely.
Doesn't absorb moisture and things like that.
That's right. So it's very robust in withstanding high temperatures and rugged environments, very flexible. One of the other great advantages that ePTFE provides is for a given impedance, it's typically a good bit smaller than competitive materials, and that gets back to the dielectric constant. Because it's lower for a given impedance, you need less of it on the wire for a 50 ohm or 100 ohm sort of impedance.
Oh, interesting. So if you have 64 bits you're trying to get through, it makes for a smaller cable.
So we get a much smaller cross-sectional area.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much.
All right.
Before we go here, one more thing. What's the website address?
So it's www.gore.com, and go to electronic products.
Okay, thank you. I'm here at the Cendelax Test Solutions booth with Rohit Basin, and you've got some very interesting looking stuff. I met Rohit quite some time ago when you were with Agilent.
That's right.
Up in Mountain View, and since then he's come over to Cendelax. And so tell me, what does Cendelax do?
Basically, Cendelax develops low-cost test instrumentation. The bulk of our business is basically generators and receivers, and we also end up selling test accessories such as clock recovery units, dividers, system amplifiers, and prescalers. We also have a IC business where we actually sell packaged ICs as well as modules.
For what purpose are the ICs? Are they specialized?
Sure. The ICs themselves can be used for driver amplifiers, specifically for the 40 gig market.
Okay.
And just in general, we need an amplifier circuit. And we have broadband amplifiers that work from, you know, DC all the way up to 40 gig.
Okay. What's your newest product?
Our newest product is probably our clock synthesizer.
Okay.
Which basically provides 12 single-ended or 6 differential clock outputs. There's also an internal jitter source built into the inside.
Okay.
It can do spread spectrum clocking. And basically provides very clean outputs for someone who needs a generator that can give you multiple clock outputs.
At very fast speeds.
Up to 13.5 gig.
Okay. And so what are these products here I see with all the wires attached?
Sure. This product that we see in front of us here is actually our 40 gig BERT. This BERT here sells for about $150,000.
Wow.
So it's pretty low cost. It's comprised of a 40 gig generator.
You say really low cost. In perspective, as far as this kind of equipment,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at the big dogs, it's about $500,000 to $1 million.
You can buy a few cars for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's comprised of our 40 gig DMUX and four of our 10 gig air detectors to measure the receive side.
Okay. Oh, very interesting. Well, thank you very much. And your website address?
Is www.centellix.com. It's C-E-N-T-E-L-L-A-X.
Okay, thank you, Rohit.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, not in the booth here. We're just sitting at a table, and I'm here with Mark Montrose, who I know from the IEEE EMC Society. In fact, I normally think of you, Mark, as an EMC person. You're here at DesignCon. What are you doing?
I'm here to take a look at various booth products and technical papers. The main reason why I'm here is that even though I am known as an EMC specialist, in reality, there is no such thing as an EMC. It's electrical engineering. We live in both a time domain and a frequency domain. Mm-hmm. If any problems occur in the time domain, you're going to see it as EMI. Mm-hmm. So just thinking about RF fields is one thing. But if there's a problem during the design setup, mm-hmm. trace implementation, poor routing, bad signal integrity, mm-hmm. bad SI equals EMI. So we have to stay current on both fields.
Okay, and you've written quite a few books, I think, IEEE Press, right?
Right, I've got four books. Three of them are active. One's the second edition, which uh-huh. obviously the first one. Two of them deal with printed circuit board design and layout. One is for engineers, theory, how, and why. And there's another one that says, here's what you do and how to do it. And the last one is on testing.
Okay, so, Mark, what's your website?
www.montrosecompliance.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So I'm here with Steve Weir, who Steve and I know each other from the Signal Integrity Mailing List. It's the SI list at freelist.org, something like that. And so, Steve, you're with TerraSpeed Consulting. And generally, what kind of work do you do?
Well, we do all kinds of high-end signal integrity work, so and power distribution solutions from the chip all the way out through the system. Mm-hmm. And we got a couple of actually, TerraSpeed has about five papers here at DesignCon, so we're pretty busy. We have some jitter papers that have been very well received, and we're demonstrating some products for Samtec here and some interesting stuff. We have some DVI on 220 meter links.
Okay, wow.
And I think our jitter numbers are down in the 18 picosecond range, so it's pretty good after 220 meters.
Okay, so you're really involved with this particular show here, the design?
Oh, yes. DesignCon is very important to us.
Where's your home base?
I'm out of Petaluma, but TerraSpeed's in Portland, and Narragansett, Rhode Island is the Galactic headquarters.
Okay, that's what I remember, the East Coast, but you're in Portland, Oregon.
No, actually, I'm in Petaluma.
Oh, excuse me, Petaluma, yeah.
I'm in Petaluma, and our metrology lab and a lot of our jitter work goes on in Portland, and the 3D solver work goes on in Rhode Island.
What's the size of TerraSpeed in terms of people?
We're about 10 or 12 people right now.
Okay, that's a good size. What's the website?
It's www.terraspeed.com.
Okay, thank you. I'm here with Alex Green from Springer, a publisher of all kinds of books, especially technical books. And I guess I wrote my book back in the early 90s. Back then it was called Van Noster and Reinhold, which got sold a few times and ended up in Springer. And the last few hops, I've been working with Alex here, who's trying to convince me to write another book. Anyway, Alex, so what brings you to a conference like this?
Well, it's this area has a reputation overall for its high-tech developments. And as a science and engineering publisher, we focus on publishing high-technology material for professionals as well as for graduate-level programs in universities. And this is one of the key places where we usually come to, along with design automation, to find authors as well as to showcase our new and upcoming products.
Okay, what are some of the books that you have that might be of interest to people here at DesignCon?
We have a number of key books this year in particular, which is why we returned after being away for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. These books are in the area of high-level design automation, high-frequency measurements, cryptographic hardware. All of these are hot topics in the high-tech field as we move further into downsizing equipment as well as expanding and changing the product mix in the future. And so some of the hot books that we've seen in terms of the interest from people have been on things such as PCB, printed circuit boards, as well as the high frequency books, as well as there's been a lot of interest in signal integrity here at this conference. But this was to be expected given the focus of this conference.
Okay. Well, give me an example of a few titles of books that are some of the new books, some of the newer ones that you might have.
I'll give you about three hot ones that have had a lot of attention. One on cryptographic hardware by Koch from Oregon State University has really been the hottest book that we've had here at this meeting in terms of interest, purchase, and people being excited about the subject matter. Mm-hmm. Another hot one on this list has been a new book that we published about 3 months ago by Roy Leventhal and Lynn Green, which deal with semiconductor modeling with a focus on signal integrity, as well as covering a lot of the IBIS kinds of topics the standard in the industry. A third big one obviously has been one of the standard books that we published over the years by Bruce Archenbold on printed circuit boards. And naturally, your own book on high frequency measurement, okay, which has been one of our longtime bestsellers, now in its sixth printing, continues to be a standout in the field.
Wow, thank you very much for the advertisement there. So, Alex, what's the website someone would go to look up these books?
We would prefer people go to a number of places. Obviously, the first one would be Springer website, which they can access easily by the internet by going to springer.com. That's SPRINGER.com. And the second place to go would be Amazon.com, where we have a very strong and long-standing relationship, and many of our books are featured there at Amazon.com. But either place would get them to our books, and we can deliver books very rapidly to customers throughout the world.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting here with Don Gabriel, who's demonstrating some very interesting things for me on his computer here. And I think he's into about 10 million different things. So, Don, what brings you to this conference?
I primarily went to DesignCon because I have a lot of friends in the business, and I definitely like to interface with a lot of good people, meet a lot of good people with the same interests. Because a lot of the, I realized that a lot of the interests I have are actually not normal in most circumstances, and they're not exactly chick magnet material. But other than that, I really just like to interface with great people like Doug and learn a lot of new techniques, and hopefully I can employ them in the new projects.
You know a lot of things. You really should be doing papers and things here.
Well, actually, I've written some white papers a while back in 2000, and mainly for artificial intelligence and systems-on-chip designs. But I think nobody read them. But still, they're in the Library of Congress if anyone wants to see it. Entitled Synthesized Intelligence Course. But we'll see. Maybe it's a technology is a little bit too far away, so I tried to get myself grounded and work on today's problems and solve them today.
What's your website?
My website is really interestingly strange because it was hard to find a good name for a company for anything nowadays because everybody has a billion names of the same thing. So I came up with the idea that since I work in high-performance engineering, most systems have vectors, and to accelerate it, you pretty much have a term called Turbo to do it. So I named my website Turbo Vector Z, and a Z could stand for Zoom, Zen, and in this case, I prefer it to be Zen. So it stands for the zenith of high-performance engineering. Since I work with high-performance systems like BMW automotive systems, onboard diagnostics, and basically the idea is I'll take something and try to make it faster.
Okay, well, great. Thank you. So I'm standing here at the booth with Bob Chandler of CA Design, a board house here in San Jose. And what kind of products do you make?
Actually, we're a full-service design company. We offer printed circuit design training in Cadence Allegro, OrCAD, OrPad software. We also have worked very closely with manufacturers for fabrication and assembly, as well as engineering consultants for complete engineering products.
Circuit boards or whole products?
Circuit boards. We can also do chassis if you want mechanical design and engineering. We've got expert engineer on staff and can help with the entire process.
Okay, interesting. So what brings you to this show?
Brings us to the show is a chance to get out and introduce ourselves to the PC design and PC engineering environment and let them know that there is an alternative for training and a very high-quality design service available.
Okay, and of course, it's just around the corner to San Jose, which makes it easy.
Yes, it is.
So what's your website?
Website is www.cadesign.net.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm here at the Bogotin Enterprise booth, and one of probably the better-known booths, I think, at this show. So, Eric, what brings you here?
Hey, Doug, thanks so much for stopping by. This is our first time at DesignCon with our first booth here, although we've come to every single DesignCon. In fact, we actually used to come around before it was DesignCon in the days it was the High-Speed Digital Symposium, so we've been around here a long time. And throughout the last 15 years or so, we have been doing training in signal integrity and interconnect design, and right now we're here showing off our on-site, our public classes, and our web-based training. And you can see all of our web-based signal integrity training at www.bethesignal.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Doug.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the interviews, and thanks for listening. Please send any comments or suggestions to Doug at dsmith.org. Again, thanks for listening.